I'm delighted to welcome the very lovely Yadira Gonzalez Munoz from Belgium. And Yadira, you're the founder of the I Am International magazine and Live Free Today. So welcome.
Thank you so much for inviting me to your program, Elaine. How are you?
I'm fantastic, as always. Always the same reply from me when everybody asks. A lot of people go, oh, fine. Yeah, I'm okay. No, I'm always fantastic. And as I know you are as well.
Yes, of course. That's the best answer, you know. It's how you are. It's the best way to answer. The best answer that you have, it depends on what you answer. You know, the magic words is behind the I am. I am great. I am beautiful. I am fantastic. There's always what comes behind the I am words. So it is all up to you how you make your answer come.
Exactly, exactly. And the language we use to ourselves manifests in whatever results we get, don't they?
Exactly, exactly. Those are the bright words and thoughts that you bring to your life, positive or negative. So it's always important to think and speak the correct words to your life.
Absolutely. So tell us your story behind I Am International magazine. What led you to create the magazine?
Well, it comes to it's a little bit of a story of 10, 11 years behind it. I can say that I am a woman who had healed herself from a long years of being handicapped. In 2010, I had a car accident, and it was caused by a woman who was driving in a high level of alcohol in her system. Mm-hmm. But I had this car accident, and after I probably 10, 12 or 2 weeks that I was in a coma, I actually woke up again. And the doctors came to me, or my doctor came to me, and it was a shocking at the moment, but he came to me and he said, okay, he started explaining everything that happened. And he told me that he had saved my leg, that it was very destroyed when I came into the emergency room after the accident. But he continued and he said, but I have bad news. He said, I would have to tell you this, but you will never walk again. And I just look at him and he say, oh no, I'm walking out of this hospital. I'm walking back home. And he just look at me and say, you don't understand. Actually, your hips are totally destroyed. Your pelvis is totally destroyed. There's nothing that is gonna hold your upper body with your lower body. There's nothing I can do. You're never gonna walk again. So I just looked at him and I told him, well, you are the doctor. You do your job, I will do mine, and God will do his. So he just looked at me and he looked at my parents that were here due to the accident. He came to visit me, and they just looked back at me and he said, okay, I think she's in shock. I have to go. He just left, and my parents looked at me and said, did you understand? I said, well, I'm walking back home. And he said, okay, we started praying. And 3 days later, the doctor came back and he said, you know, you pushed me to do my job. Mm-hmm. I found eight doctors from the country, including me, and one from France. And we're going to try to do something, but please do not have hopes, because we do not have an answer. You are totally destroyed. You are in 1,000 pieces, so we have no clue what we can do. So, well, you are the doctors. You do your job, I'll do mine, and God will do his. So, well, they did their job. During these 10, 11 years, I had 19 surgeries. I am still in therapy, but I am walking, which is what I was hoping for, and I had faith in. I had faith in them, I had faith in myself, and then most of it, I had faith in God. But this is not the whole story. actually what it comes behind it, it is the most important thing. Before that, I was a single mom with three kids. I was a bitter person. I was a single mom with regrets. I was upset. I was not a forgiving person. I was having all these why ifs and so many questions. And I was an unhappy person. And I believe that this accident actually was a blessing. And this accident killed that Yadira from before. And this accident was a blessing, because when I woke up being someone else. I decided that the new Yadira was going to be someone that it was going to be happy no matter what, someone that it was going to be discovering something new and make a different life. So one of the things I always recommend is don't wait until it's too late to discover who you really are or to discover happiness. One of the things I always say is happiness is within yourself. And this is what my mom used to tell me always. And she was always telling me, happiness is within yourself. You're not going to find it somewhere else. And I never understood this until after the accident. During these 10 years, or 11 years actually, after therapy, not only the therapy to start walking again, to start writing again, to start thinking again, and all those things, I start re-encountering myself and I start re-encountering my I am. I start falling in love with myself. And I found the love of my life. And finding the love of my life, which is myself, my I am, I fell in love with the greatest I am. And I know that we are, not everybody is a believer in God. You can believe in the universe, you can believe in Allah, or you can believe in whatever you believe. But there is a greater person out there, and that's the greater I am, who created us in his image. And I started re-encountering myself with him again, is going back to basics, because when we were kids, we learned about him. So I started re-encountering myself with him and started following again, in love with him again. And I discovered that being or falling in love with the greater I am, I started falling in love with my own I am. And I fell in love with my I am, and I fell in love with the love of my life. The greater I am, the greater my I am. And I started finding happiness within myself. And I started forgiving myself and forgiving others. And that's how I started discovering the wonders, and my life totally changed. Things changed around me and everything started coming just the way it was supposed to come. You know, before bitterness, anger, non-forgiveness were making my life miserable, which it was myself making my life miserable. But when, and my kids miserable, you know, you make everything miserable. The moment that you're not happy and you're bitter, you make everybody else miserable, including yourself. But when everything changed in myself, my life, everybody else changed. And actually, when I was pointing the finger to everybody else, it's your fault. Because of you, this happened. Because of you, this is happening in my life. Then I realized that these three other fingers were pointing at myself. So not only one finger is pointing at somebody else, but three others are pointing at yourself. So before that, we have to see ourselves. What I have to change, or who I have to change inside of me. And after all that, it changed my I am. And then I realized, I wonder how many other women out there have been lost or are lost or lost their way while doing what they are doing in their life. And I want to help them the way, the same way I found myself. I want to guide them and help them find their I am. So I became a life coach, or a life sculptor that I call myself, to help women or guide women find their I am. And this was until 2019. It was And at December 18, I start praying to God, and I say, God, I want to go out more out there and not only guiding these women, but I want to go out there and empower others. I want to help others get out there and listen to the message and to story or to inspirational stories and say, hey, I've been there, I can do this. And in the middle of the night, I woke up with the message, create the I Am magazine for others to be able to read messages, to read stories, to be able to get out there with the story of an inspirational story for people that get empowered or be coached or share a love or teachings. And that's how I Am magazine came to be out there to the world. So the next day I just got up, this was on the 19th of December, 2019. And I called my team that are my best friends, my best friend, my sister. And I say, hey, this is what I dreamed. I want to do it. Are you in or are you out? And they told me, when do you want to create this? I say, I want to start it on the 1st of January, 2020. It's like, we do not have much time. We don't have the writers. We don't have the cover people. It's like, okay, let's just call people that we know if they want to share. And that's how we create it, you know, and it's a year and a half already. And it, look at it. It has been so big that when I say that, when you have a dream in your heart, is because God put it in there. And if it's created by God, it's going to happen. And when you are not in fear, to put it out there, you have to make that first step. Even if you are in fear, you have to put that first step and put it out there, because God is going to put the right people to make it happen. And you're going to create your I Am when you are blessed, when you are faithful, when you are in that alignment of knowing who you are, what you want to do in your life. And most of it, what I really want to do is empower others to find their I Am and to be inspirational, not to be a victim telling your story, oh, this happened to me, I'm a victim, but being the storyteller of this has happened to me, I am victorious, and here I am to give you a hand and tell you how you can get out of there, and to empower you, to help you to become a better version of yourself and to know your I Am and to become victorious too. So this is the whole story of it.
that's so wonderful and inspirational. And as you say, anybody can do this, but it's much easier to do it when you have support. So it's great that you became a coach in the time and you used your time very wisely while you were unable to walk. You did your training and you're learning and reconnected and so on. That's absolutely wonderful. How old were your children when this accident happened?
They're already adults. They were the youngest one was 15 years old, and then 16 and 18, 19. So they were my kids are already adults. They were already adults too. We had tough times, but we had struggled a lot, but we are already in a good way. We're all together. We are going through a lot of support together, and we found happiness all after all this, you know, because we were all struggling. I have three kids. We were the four of us. And at the beginning, we were all struggling. As I tell you, my bitterness make the nest bitter. But I want to let women know that I know that our bitterness can make everybody else bitter. Even if you're not single, if you're married, that's probably some of the things that it will destroy a relationship. So most of the important thing is that we are the pillars of the home. even if we're married, if we're single, if we are in a relationship or not, we are the pillars of our own home. We are the ones that make happiness happen around us. We are the ones that build the nest. We are the ones that are building the home, because we are the ones that are giving the happiness, the comfort, the love, the recreation, the everything. But if we are not happy, if we are not giving what we really want to give from inside us, we're not going to give anything around us. The surroundings are not going to be comfortable if we are not in our comfortable zone, you know.
This happens time and time again. When you hear stories of transformation, there's always something, and very often the something that happens is a really big something. And it's like we go along in life and we accommodate things and we modify and we just kind of put up with things, and things maybe get a bit worse, and then you become complacent, and you, before you know where you are, you know, you're rock bottom. And it's not until the bottom falls out of the rock bottom that people then wake up and start smelling the roses and then start going, okay, well, how can I transform? So it's very sad that you had that accident, but what a wonderful transformation it's turned out to be. And in having that accident, you're now inspiring hundreds, millions, thousands of people all over the world through your magazine, which is such a lovely story. How do people get hold of the magazine?
Yes, they can go to our website, that is magazine.com. You can find us there. You can find us on Facebook too, as iam.magazine2020. And you can tell us your story. It is so nice that you can tell us your inspirational story, who you are, what you do, why you do what you do, and your I am, which is important, your inspirational story. And what it is nicer from that is that if you're an entrepreneur, a coach, a business owner, you share your story of your I am. How did you become who you are today? And we share your social media, your links, whatever you want to share there. And the reader will read your inspirational story. And if they would get connected with you, they can click on the link and just connect with you automatically. So this is how the magazine will connect you with anybody from around the world. And this is about I am. And you see that the magazine is about theme. It's every month is a theme, and it is theme about powerful affirmations. We have affirmations. So you are like, I am love, I am blessed, I am powerful, I am health, I am creativity. So you have all these wonderful affirmations about yourself. And you can tell your powerful story. We have articles about personal development. We have about health. We have about coaching, about love. So people get empowered, and they get also love, personal development. And this is what it is important about I am. We want to empower the readers. And we want also that the writers get out there and be able to connect and empower others too. So this
wonderful. It sounds very easy. I've published and contributed to 9 books now, and I've found that the writing process is very cathartic. So if any listener out there is thinking about shall I, shan't I, I would highly encourage anybody to write. When you put pen to paper, even if you're in the bitterness stage and you're angry, by writing down how you're feeling, that really gets the emotion out of your body. And then obviously working towards whatever you need to work towards with a coach, somebody like Yadira, is really helpful, because we can't always see our own situation. It takes fresh eyes from the outside. And I'm sure you found that in your coaching practice, Yadira.
Yes. Yes. And not only that, but for example, like I say, never wait until it is too late to find a transformation in your life. It's always good to do it, to find out a little bit more about yourself. to find your I am. And it is important. It's always important to discover a little bit more about yourself, to be honest with yourself, because sometimes we just get lost a little bit or a lot. And it is always good to be honest with ourselves and say, okay, where am I at this moment in my life? Am I happy with what I have? Am I happy with myself? And just don't forget that happiness is not with the things that you have, but with the things that you have inside of yourself. And happiness is within yourself. So it's not happiness with the material world, it's happiness with yourself, with your values, your core values, with your within world, with the power within yourself. And sometimes we lose that, those values, and we lose that happiness. So it's always good to re-encounter yourself when you are a little bit lost. And I know as a woman, we always tend to give more to our others. And I'm gonna give this little tip. If we do not take care of ourselves first, if we do not love ourselves first, we will not be able to take care of others and love others as much as we would love to. If we will not be able to love ourselves very much, the love that we give to others is not gonna be as much as we want to give them. If we are not happy within ourselves, the happiness that we are gonna be giving our loved ones is not gonna be enough for them to be happy too. So I believe that we have to start thinking about ourselves, thinking about our happiness, thinking about our health, and about how much we love ourselves before we start giving others. Because before we give others, we have to think ourselves first so we can take care of them.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a balance there, isn't there? Because sometimes when people are talking about things they've achieved, things they've done, you know, me, me, me all the time, it can come over as being narcissistic. And yes. So it's about balance. And I say the same thing with people that I support with the health and well-being. Our health is inside of us, and we need to understand what's inside of us, because without that, we can't help ourselves, never mind anybody else. So there's exactly. A whole, you know, balancing there. And it's not just our health, it's not just our happiness, it's our health. And the two are linked, aren't they? If you're unhealthy, you're unhappy typically. If you're happy, you're healthy, you know. And also with the people that I support primarily through cancer, or reversing cancer, or avoiding cancer and other nasty conditions, the mindset that how people are perceiving themselves is huge, absolutely huge. And through the personality profiling that I do, I can identify which of the I am statements is going to identify and resonate with each different personality style. And it's fascinating, and the whole lot is linked. So your mindset, your body, your health, your happiness, and it all comes, as you say, from within us.
Exactly. That is true. I also have a challenge, a 30-day challenge that is called Rebirth and Renew. And if you want to know about it, you can also go to the link and start the challenge. It's a 30-day challenge, and you can start getting to know yourself a little bit more with your core values, what you like to do about yourself. Because sometimes, like I told before, you get lost, and because you're taking care of so many other things that you forget about yourself. And it is nice to get to know a little bit about me, myself, and I, like I say.
Yeah, all three of us.
Yes.
Yeah, people. I'm an outgoing people person, but I love my own company. And I often say to people, I'm fine. I'm never on my own. Me, myself, and I, the three of us, we all get on very well. We're very happy.
Yes.
There was a song, I think, years ago, Me, Myself, and I. The 30-day challenge you mentioned, is that something that people can do on an ongoing basis?
Yes. Yes. Well, I will. I do the challenge. I help people. I can do it on a group. I can do it on one-on-one. I coach them once a week. I do that. I have a workbook that I can teach with them. And this is a 30-day challenge. And yeah, we can do it together. So we started together. It's an ongoing process, so you can do it all the time. And then it depends if you want to stop on the 30 days or if you want to keep on continue with the other program. That is up to the person. So you, and you get a lot of bonuses also with it. So we have that. We start, I have the challenge right now that it is starting on June 3rd. If anybody is interested to start it together with a group, or you can start it also one-on-one.
Beautiful. So remind us then how people can access you and the magazine and the challenge.
Yes, on the magazine, you can go to the website that it is the little line, imlinemagazine.com. And then to the Renew Challenge, Renew and Rebirth Challenge, you can go to Renew and Rebirth Challenge website, also through livefreetoday.com. If I can share the website via you, I don't know if I could share that.
Absolutely.
Too.
Well, I'll put it underneath. When the recording goes out, I'll put it underneath. My PA will do that. So livefreetoday.com. And through that is the Renew and Rebirth.
Yes, Renew and Rebirth. I will share the link with you so you can share them with after.
Fabulous. Okay, it's been lovely speaking with you, Adira, and you really do inspire people. And it's just a picture of happiness. It's wonderful, absolutely wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you. And that's what I want to share to people, to inspire, to know that it's never too late to start whatever dream you want to. And it is never too late to start your I am. Your happiness is within yourself. And remember that the moment that you're happy, the moment that you find your I am, everything around you changes. Everything.
Marvelous. On that note, thank you so much. And I'm sure we'll be speaking again. Take care.
Thank you so much. Happy to be with you.